In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, per our executive producer, Tyler Morales, Reese Davis said on ESPN that they will have the college football playoff bracket. The reveal is coming shortly. ESPN is in break right now, and when they come back, apparently we're going to get this reveal. I'd love to blame Tyler if he's wrong, but it would just be ESPN lying to us. So we'll find out one way or another, Sammy.
I have a prediction. I'd like to make this prediction right now. Allegedly, they're going to reveal the bracket. I think they're going to leave Miami out. I'm going to call it right now.
I agree with you. I think it'll be...
And then the tears will flow all over the internet.
Yeah, people are going to be really mad. What would the maddest fan base be? It has to be Bama, right? Would be the maddest just because they're the craziest, and I mean that in a positive way. I mean, all three fan bases
are Miami, nuts. The Miami fans are still holding on to that week one win in late August. And, well, we beat them head-to-head. Well, they've been better since then. I'm telling you, I got this gut feeling that they're going to leave Miami out.
I agree with you. That's my prediction as well. I'm going to predict Miami misses, Notre Dame 9, Alabama 10, and the committee will have their excuse to not put Miami in, a buffer in between Notre Dame and Miami, so we don't have to use the head-to-head comparison. ESPN is coming back from break. As soon as we get news, we will bring it to you here on the show. I'll roll through the props as quickly as possible just to get them in here on the show. And as soon as, and just in case, just type, like, Grant, get in my ear and just let me know when it happens. Browns and the Titans, Harold Fannin, over 37.5 receiving yards. He leads the Browns in targets every game that Shedeur Sanders starts. Fannin, over 37.5 receiving yards. I like this anytime touchdown bet, and it's a big price. Gunnar Helm, Tennessee's rookie tight end, 7 targets last week. Cam Ward's got to throw the ball to somebody. Gunnar Helm, anytime touchdown for the Titans. Commies and the Vikings, I have no yardage props in the game. If I had to bet one, I guess it would be Jefferson. Tough to trust anyone in this game. Daniels, first game back. McCarthy back. He stinks. Are we going to roll the dice on JJ? I might in a teaser. We'll get to that in a moment. I did bet Bill Kroski Merritt anytime touchdown for the Commanders, with the thought being with Jaden Daniels back, get the shifty back next to him. Well, they have a bracket on the screen now. Tyler... Just type, like, you have the volume up, right? Are they? Okay, so yeah, the bracket's coming out right now. So we can pause this for a moment here. Indiana is the number one overall seed. When something of note happens, I will bring it to you here. I'll quickly read the props as we go. Bucks Saints, Juwan Johnson, over 42.5. Tyler Shuck, anytime touchdown. Yeah, so they're doing number one seed. Here's a highlight package of Indiana, so we'll have a little time before we get to the end. Indiana's the number one seed after beating Ohio State and winning the Big Ten. Tyler Shuck, anytime touchdown. Colts Jaguars. Alec Pierce, over 52.5 receiving yards. Brian Thomas Jr., anytime touchdown. Broncos Raiders. Cortland Sutton, over receiving yards. Jack Besh, anytime touchdown for Vegas, with Dante Thornton, another rookie, out. Bears Packers, Luther Burden, over receiving yards, with Roma Dunze out. Olamide Zaccheaus, anytime touchdown. Ohio State is number two, Sam. Does that surprise you at all? Not that there's a huge difference between two and three, but Ohio State is two, despite losing last night. There was some thought that Georgia would leapfrog them to two with winning the SEC. Ohio State is number two.
I think if they plan it out, they want that rematch, if it happens, to happen at the very end. They don't want it to happen early on. So I'm not too surprised.
And I actually, like, I bet Ohio State yesterday. I wanted Ohio State to win. For the Natty, they may have an easier, and they obviously didn't lose on purpose, they may have an easier path on this side of the bracket. We'll see what ends up with the rest of the seeding here coming up in a moment. Rams Cardinals, Trey McBride over receiving yards, Trent Sherfield anytime touchdown, Greg Dortch out. For Arizona, their slot receiver today will be Trent Sherfield. Sherfield anytime touchdown. Chiefs and the Texans. Jaden Higgins over receiving yards. I bet him every week. He goes over every week. He's awesome. The rookie receiver for Houston. Xavier Hutchinson anytime touchdown for the Texans. Isaiah Pacheco for the Kansas City Chiefs. And those, Sammy, are thy royal props. Georgia, number three. I'm guessing Texas Tech will be four when we get to it.
Yes, they will be. Okay. And then they'll break again. And they'll say, we'll be back with the rest of the rankings after this.
I really hope that that's not the case. I hope that we get everything right now. So Georgia's
three.
There's
no way. They got to fill this until 1 o'clock Eastern. We've only got we got three teams of the 12.
I think we're going to get them all now. Because we're going to have a ton of reaction afterwards. I think we get them all in this segment.
We'll give you the number five team after the break.
No, because they have, because Tyler, they have to go to all these reporters they have. They'll have Juracek on, the commissioner, who's got like marbles in his mouth. They should just not speak. There it is. Texas Tech, Sam, is four. Tech Indiana in the semi. You would like Texas Tech in that game if we get it.
I would take the points. Yeah, I mean, I have my numbers up here. Indiana Tech, I think they would make it about 3.5. Indiana favored, and I would take the points.
Oh, man. I really think Ohio State blew that game last night more than Indiana won. And I'm not trying to be an Indiana hater, and it's not because I have Ohio State to win the title. I think if Ryan Day has his head screwed on straight, Ohio State wins the game last night. Do you think that's an unfair statement? It's okay if you think so. Do you think that's an unfair statement? Am I not crediting Indiana enough?
Day had first and goal at the one, and he did four plays that all sucked. I mean, it's these coaches oftentimes, they overthink things. And we also saw this last night. All right. First and goal at the one. Let's put the quarterback in the shotgun. My favorite play. Like, we need a yard. We need 1 yard. Oh, I got an idea. Hey, Nick, let's put the quarterback at the five. Like, what do we do?
Or like run a toss like Texas did against Ohio State last year in that semifinal game.
So annoying. And I didn't even have Ohio State, and I was frustrated because it's so dumb.
Jeff Schwartz's Oregon Duck Sammy, fifth. So Oregon is five. So if Oregon, we're going to have Oregon, Texas Tech in the second round.
Good. I mean, you got to beat somebody to get through. So Tech would have to beat Oregon and then Indiana.
Indiana. Wow.
I'd rather play Indiana than Ohio State, even though I'm just, you know, visualizing the path right now. Like, I'd much rather play Indiana than play Ohio State. Would you rather play Ohio State as a dog or Indiana as a dog?
Indiana.
Like, you're the dog.
Definitely.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. Like, I'd much rather play Indiana than Ohio State.
Yeah.
Because going into last night, Tech's path is Oregon, Ohio State. And now it's Oregon, Indiana.
Ole Miss is six. So there was, like, I thought that maybe the committee would leave it. Ole Miss would be the team that could potentially got left out. The committee bumped last week on Tuesday in the final ranking, Ole Miss to six. The Rebels stay there despite Lane Kiffin leaving to LSU. Charlie Weiss Jr. is still going to call plays for Ole Miss before he goes to Baton Rouge to join Lane Kiffin. So Ole Miss is six. And Ole Miss and Oregon are going to get the group of five teams in the first round. So you would think, Sam, that we're going to get Ole Miss against Georgia in the quarterfinal.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you'd like Georgia in that game, right? To win. I don't know about a point spread.
Yeah, to win for sure. I mean, here's what's going to happen. You're going to have Ole Miss play Tulane, and then Oregon's going to get probably James Madison.
Yep.
And then like probably Oklahoma, Notre Dame, and A&M, Alabama. Those will be your first round games. That's my guess.
A&M is the seven. So that just got put in. Texas A&M is the seven seed. So,
and they'll get Bama. Bama will be the 10.
And they'll probably get Bama. And then the winner of that game plays Ohio. Oh, man, dude, this playoff's going to kick ass. Like, I'm fired up for this.
Remember last year, every team that got a bye lost its first game. The 1, 2, 3, and 4 all lost their first game. So, something to remember.
So, we're getting down to it here. We're going to find out shortly, like, who's going to be out. So, we're waiting for number 8 right now. which will presumably be Oklahoma. There it is. So Oklahoma's 8. So now we're getting to bleep cutting time here, where we're about to find out Notre Dame, Miami, Alabama, who's in. So Oklahoma's 8. Just for posterity, our final prediction. No, it's going to be Oklahoma, Notre Dame in the first round, we think, and Alabama, Texas
yeah.
A&M.
Yeah, Notre Dame will be the 9, and I think Bama's the 10. That's my guess. Miami's out is my prediction. I have no intel on that because why would I? I'm doing a show right now.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay. So Oklahoma, winner of that game with Oklahoma and Notre Dame, presumably. Dude, that's a brutal, honestly. Okay, so now we're doing the resume comparison with Alabama. They're going to drag this out a little bit now with Alabama, Notre Dame, and Miami. I hope
they're
not.
They're going to go to break.
Assuming Sam that we're right and it's about to be Notre Dame that comes up as 9, Notre Dame Indiana, who do you got, like, straight up to win that game if that's the matchup in the quarterfinal?
I'd take Notre Dame. I would. Wow. I mean, Indiana will be favored. Indiana'd be a 2.5 point favorite, and I'd take the points.
I think a lot of people would. I'd be interested to see where that closes. Alabama's 9.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so dude, you may get Miami in and Notre Dame out here. This is actually very exciting.
Wow. I don't think so. I still feel fine.
Wow, so
you
okay.
know what's crazy too though? I have Miami to make the playoff at 2-1. Like, I bet that in the summer. So I want them to make it. I just don't think they're going to.
Okay, we're apparently gonna find out more. I don't know if they're gonna do like another like Okay, so now we have the Alabama highlight package playing here. They're really gonna milk this out. So it's gonna be Notre
that's what
Dame.
We need.
Notre Dame or for the final spot here. And just in the betting markets, and again, not that this has to be indicative, but just it's a little interesting. Notre Dame closed a big favorite to make, and Miami closed not a huge dog, but a decent-sized dog to miss. So maybe we're about to get this here right now. The bracket is back up on the screen as we await the 10 seed, who will play Texas A&M in the first round at College Station. And I don't know, Tyler, are they like about to announce this here? I don't have the volume up, obviously, because we're doing the show.
Show us more highlights.
Yeah, I'm good on like the Ty Simpson highlight package right now, Alabama. Like them getting railroaded by Georgia. Yeah, we're dragging this out for maximum effect. I'll tell you what now, Alabama or Oklahoma against Indiana, I don't like that as much. And now for Ohio State, the draw becomes a lot more difficult if indeed it's Notre Dame is the 10. Miami is the 10. I don't think I would be that concerned about for my Ohio State stuff. But Notre Dame, dude, Miami's in. Miami made it.
Really?
Miami's
Notre
in.
Notre Dame's out.
Notre Dame's out.
What? I stand
dude.
Corrected. I
dude,
did not
they,
think that was
they did
happen.
It. They actually did it with the head-to-head. I'm like legitimately stunned by this and floored by this. This is why we said it was just more for conversation. Like, it was not indicative of anything. Notre Dame getting blasted out. It looks like Notre Dame is out now. They are out, right? They can't be in because they got to put 5 conference champions in. So the Irish are out. Miami is in the college football playoff. This changes so much now, right? With Notre Dame being removed from the equation. The 4th favorite to win it all.
And the 3rd highest power rated team in Vegas. So this is going to change a lot in the sense of, if you're a team like Notre Dame, you're just not going to schedule anymore. Like, obviously some of these schedules are locked in the next few years, but if you're Notre Dame, why would you challenge yourself again? Why would you go play Miami? Why would you play A&M? Because those are the reasons you lost a playoff bid, because you lost two games by, what, 4 points in early August. I keep saying early August. In late August, early September. That's why you're out. You lost your first two games to really good teams.
I got to tell you, I think I, you know, regardless of who we think's better, and Mike, Sam and I both think Notre Dame's better, I actually kind of respected that they put Miami in. Since Miami beat them. If you're going to say that head-to-head matters, then it has to matter, even if we think Notre Dame's better. And honestly, like, given my Ohio State position, I'm very happy that Miami made it over Notre Dame. So now we just have the group of five teams to figure out. Sam, do you have yourself up here? Do we want to talk about potential first-round matchups and have some fun with this?
Yeah, we can do that. I'd like to see the bracket, though. Like, let's do it after. Let's do it after if we can, because I have to do a little bit of quick math. I'd like to see the full bracket before we do anything. It's crazy, though, that they're going to keep Notre Dame out and put James Madison in, or Tulane in. Like, to me, that's silly.
This is why, like, the playoff is going to, like, this is going to ensure that the playoff expands. I think that would have happened either way, no matter which of those three teams was out, Notre Dame, Miami, or Bama. Like, Notre Dame's fan base, and whether you think it's justified or not, is going to absolutely freak that Notre Dame got left out of the playoff in favor of the Miami Hurricanes. Just because we should do it. I have a two-team teaser for today. Minnesota and Denver. Minnesota up to 7.5 at home against Washington. Denver down basically to 1 against the Las Vegas Raiders. Sammy, do you have a teaser? And then what's your underdog money line parlay? And again, a stunner. Miami in the playoff, Notre Dame out.
I like, where's my voice? There it is. I like Green Bay down. So Green Bay basically just to win, and Pittsburgh up to 11.5. And then moneyline parlay on the dog side, Titans to win, Jags to win, plus 483 at BetMGM.
Wow. I have a lot going on here. How about, let's make this really interesting here. And I put this in. Five teamer, moneyline parlay, underdog. Steelers, Bengals, Vikings, Saints, Jaguars, plus an absolute bleep ton. So I'm going to have some fun with this. A five, because I can see five dogs winning today outright. Okay. Tulane is the 11 as expected. It'll be Tulane, Ole Miss in the first round. So Ole Miss will win that game likely and face Georgia in the second round in the quarters. And we're waiting. It's going to be James Madison's officially the 12. So Notre Dame's out. Our first round matchups, 12-5, James Madison, Oregon, winner plays Texas Tech, Bama, Oklahoma, winner plays Indiana, and they just took the bracket off the screen. And I don't know the rest of it by heart. So on the other side, Sammy and I will give you our thoughts on the first round, who we like to win the Natty, and our best bets for every game today.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app,
And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.